You got to keep that spark alive in your relationship.
Got to keep it lit. Right?
Spend time together. Mm-hmm. Do special stuff. Plan something just for the two of you.
Yeah.
That's why the romantic weekend was invented. However, there is this weird phenomenon that's been happening.
Whatever.
And I don't think it's just with my wife and I. Because when you have this big moment for you and your partner,
yeah,
it kind of feels like anything and everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy,
yeah, what?
Over the weekend, my wife and I had a little romantic getaway.
Nice.
Yeah. My wife, you know, she loves these bed and breakfast hotels.
Yeah. You love them too, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. It's like if you wanted to get sexy in your grandma's house. Play Parcheesi, look at the flower wallpaper, and then do your thing.
Mm.
So we went like to this place like an hour, 15 minutes away. I don't even know, right? And here we are.
Yeah.
We're in this little town. Tonight we can go out. We can have fun. No kids. Night to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we go and have dinner, and it's nice.
Okay.
And then we find this little like towny bar thing. And we go in, and we have a couple of drinks, and we're having a blast.
Perfect.
Everybody inside is cool.
Yeah.
They got, you know, hockey games on TV. We're gambling a little bit. We're playing music on the jukebox. Like, awesome. Mm. Could not be better. So around like 9:30, I go, you know what? Let's get some wings.
Oh, okay.
Let's get some wings. Hey, it's a date night.
All right.
Yeah, let's split some wings. Mm. So out come the wings, and I start hammering them, right?
Hammering wings?
The wings, yeah. And they're really saucy, and I've had a lot to drink, so I'm just like, oh, 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 oh. And you know
what's your typical Saturday night for you back in the day after your comedy show? Oh, 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 oh.
Wow.
When do I get paid? Oh, 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 oh.
So here's the problem.
What?
Kimmy, you've seen me eat wings. I go, finger on the end, bite.
I'm trying to think, have I seen you eat wings?
You took a video of me eating wings after a Red Wings game. Bottom line is this.
Okay.
I don't look at them. Bite, pull, swallow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I only eat, I prefer the flats, so I'm eating the flats.
You clean it in one bite.
You got it. So I've eaten three of these wings, and my wife decides she's going to have one, and she takes a bite of one of the wings, and on the inside, it's completely raw.
Ooh.
Like, completely raw.
Oh, yikes. No.
It is raw chicken. And my wife, she goes, look at this. And I go, oh.
Well, you can get really sick.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah. So she starts cutting open the rest of the wings. They're all raw.
So you've eaten these. Raw wing.
You ate three raw.
The texture wasn't a little chewier
than
normal?
Did not notice.
Okay.
I mean, they were crispy on the outside. I don't know how the hell they did it.
So you could get bird flu.
I don't think can you get bird flu?
It's going around.
You better hope I don't get
bird flu. It's hurting the bird.
No, you got it.
No, because the chicken's getting sick.
Okay.
But I'm guessing if you don't cook the chicken meat.
Okay, again, if you start with, and I'm guessing, don't say words.
Well, there's a reason why we ain't got no eggs. Because the chicken is sick.
So I ate three raw wings.
That's not good.
I know it's not good, but here's the thing. Que sera, sera. It's already done. What can I do? And look, man, I'm a tank. No big deal. Like, what's the worst
that
can
happen? That means nothing. That has nothing to do with your size. If food poisoning doesn't, like, I'm a big guy. I don't get food poisoning.
What am I going to do at this point? What am I going to do?
Well, you'll know. I mean.
Yeah, you will. You were saying, Kimmy?
No, I was just going to add to the food poisoning knows no weight.
Yeah, okay. So, we hang out for a couple more hours, have a couple more drinks, and then we head back to our room.
The booze should help kill that.
Well, it's okay, maybe. You would think, right? So, we walk back to where we're staying, and now begins the romance portion of it.
All right.
And I am getting into bed. All of a sudden.
No.
Something doesn't feel right.
A little bubbly
downstairs,
in the tummy.
Midsection or lower?
Midsection. My tummy's bubbling a little bit.
Oh, that means it's moving.
Well, no. See, moving would have been way better. It would have been way better. Started bubbling a little bit. Then it started bubbling a lot of bit.
So you got, like, cramps? Or you got to throw up?
I started projectile vomiting.
No, you did not.
So it was coming up.
Oh,
up,
yeah.
Up,
oh,
up.
My God.
Not down.
So I made it to the toilet, thank God.
Oh, no.
But I am naked. I am on my knees.
Afraid.
I am. My head is on the side of this toilet seat. And I am just vomiting like I've never vomited in my life. But I have not been this sick, and God knows I don't remember. So I'm just losing it.
So date night is officially over.
Yeah, and that sucks. And if that were the end of the story, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So my poor wife, she is such a trooper. She's standing over me.
Well, she's a doctor.
Yeah. She's rubbing my back. Well, it's not like she can't do anything now. It's just sick, right? She's rubbing my
back.
So keep in mind.
You got to rub your hairy moldy back while you puke.
Joke's on you. She's cut all my molds off of my back.
Oh, look at you, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mold free.
That's right. So here's the thing. Keep in mind, in this moment, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking, once I throw up, all feel better.
Yeah, usually you do.
Yeah, when you've been drinking.
I think you get a lot of chicken.
Get it out once, and then you got nothing left.
There you go.
Raw ass chicken.
Not the case with eating raw chicken wings, it seems.
Why?
Well, I get up after I'm done, and I get back into bed for like 3 minutes, and then here it comes again. So I'm back in the bathroom. Ah, that went on for like an hour.
Ugh.
It got to one point where my wife, I am in the shower. My wife is holding me from behind around my chest like I'm a giant teddy bear.
She had to get in there with you?
She's in the shower with me. She is holding. I'm standing.
Wait, now you're puking up in the shower?
Like, here's the thing. I would puke until there was nothing left, and I'd be like, well, at least it's all gone. And then all of a sudden, there would be more. Like, I was puking up things I hadn't eaten in, like, decades. Kimmy, I think I saw a Go-Gurt wrapper in there at one point. Like, it was bad. It was like a 90-minute ordeal.
Oh, my God.
And it was a disaster. And all of it happened on our romantic getaway that we get once a year.
Mm-hmm.
One night. We get all year long, and it happens. And here is my question.
What's that?
Because I don't think... I mean, I get this is an extreme story.
Yeah.
But I don't think our situation's unique. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why does something always go wrong on the romantic getaway?
Because it's a, I mean, in reality, it's just a little mini vacation.
Sure.
And every vacation I've ever gone on with somebody else, there's always an issue. Always. Something's going to happen. And the longer you stay out there, the worse it gets.
Okay, that... Why are you making a face?
No, I was just thinking, it just feels like whenever you're out of your normal routine...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it just, it can affect your health, it can affect, like, your mental state. I just, I think, like, even though you're going on a relaxing trip, just taking yourself out of your normal routine can mess you up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's any...
If you don't drink a lot, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, it's time. Like, let's grab a few drinks.
Because you're binging.
Yeah.
That's why you're on vacation.
Right.
You binge.
Well, eating food you don't normally eat.
Okay. I mean,
you know,
I get
whatever,
what you're
saying. You know, hey, because you always, get it. You're on vacation. Spend.
You only live once, buddy.
Come on.
You only live
come
once.
Here. Yeah. So the whole thing of spending and gorging and doing is all part of it.
Okay. Maybe that's part of it. But here's the other thing. It also affects, there are things outside of where you are that'll affect it too. And parents, you know exactly what I mean, 252-WCMF. Because if things go well where you are, something will happen at home.
Yes.
The babysitter will have an issue. Your kid will get sick or something while you're gone. Something's going to happen in your or your partner's extended family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems if you are spending the money to get away and you have time to romance the pants off your significant other, the universe will always conspire against you.
You will be punished for having fun.
Yes, exactly.
Or attempting to have fun.
Yes! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. So, Duffy, I have a story that's worse than your chicken wing story.
Oh.
So, wife and I go out one night, you know, go have a nice dinner, whatever. Come back home. We are the proud new owners of a pool that's in our house because the toilet line that fills the back of your toilet had broke while we were gone and was just spraying water for the 3 hours we were
gone. 3 hours?
Oh.
Like your house is like totaled.
Yeah, not totaled because it was downstairs, but we had like a good inch and a half of water on the floor for most of the downstairs.
Yep, that'll do it.
And like,
that'll
you went out, you spend the time, you spend the money.
Spend the money already.
Bob, I'm sure.
Time, probably.
I'm sure you're looking forward to walking through that door and getting some of the best action of the last 12 months, and now you're dealing with trying to turn off a water line and fixing all your damn stuff.
Toilet water.
But not only that, but you walk in and it's like, why is there an inch and a half of water on the floor?
Like you step in water walking in your house.
And not in like the fun date night way. Bob, thanks for I'm sorry, buddy.
All right.
Go ahead. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Bob. Look, I want to sympathize with Bob, but I was dry heaving for 90 minutes, so I'm going to take mine was worse.
It's like all vacations are jinxed to some degree.
But here's the thing. You're right, but like when you're with the whole family on a vacation, you can roll with the punches.
You expect some things to be off.
Exactly. It is just something about the 24, because every time my wife and I try to get out of town to do something, something will happen. And you know what, Kimmy? You might be right. The pressure, because you brought up pressure this morning.
Yeah, because, you know, you're going to have romance.
It does feel like my wife and I were doing all we could to soak up all the freedom that we had in those moments. Like going out, being adults, right? If we hadn't felt that pressure to get in all the fun we could while the kids weren't there, I'm not going to be ordering wings at 10 o'clock in a bar who sets their deep fryer to salmonella. You know what I mean? But, like, there can be this strange stress and tension when you have these opportunities only because you want everything to go well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing this for her.
Yes.
She wants this romantic weekend away. Like, I, you know, most guys, like, I'd be romantic right here in my bed.
Yes.
Right?
You don't need a destination.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, that, it's almost, it's like when a pitcher has a perfect game going into, like, the 7th or the 8th.
Yeah.
Where, like, there was so much tension and stress not wanting to screw this
starts
up.
Starts to build.
You are absolutely going to screw this up with, like, 2 outs left in the ninth.
And then here comes Lasorda.
Exactly.
Pulling you out of the bed.
What would that sound like?
Ah, here comes, Lasorda. He doesn't look happy. Looks like he's got a nice glass of Jack Daniels there in his hand. Now, you too can enjoy old number 7 at home, but do it responsibly.
You know what makes me laugh about this?
What's that?
What? Is you too, and I'm not trying to be, like, you know, gatekeeper guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can't understand only because you and your wife have the house to yourself at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband, Kimmy, have the house to yourself at all
times.
Well,
they're wide open.
So anytime you want to have a night where you go out and have fun and come home and do whatever you want, you can. Like, my wife and I don't have that.
True.
We get it once a year, maybe twice a year. And for that to happen, like, oh, God. And I put in all that work only to throw up for 90 minutes. I didn't even get my... You know what I'm saying? I was charming. I combed my hair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's too, because she's got to take care of you.
Yes.
Like,
yes, she did.
It's affecting both of you.
But you only had that one night, right?
Yeah, that was it. No, we checked out the next morning. And here's the other thing, too. Like, 252 WCMF. Yeah. My wife and I go for this romantic weekend, this bed and breakfast, like an hour and a half away. We went out to dinner. We go to have drinks at this bar around 10 o'clock, drinking, having fun. We get some chicken wings. I hammer 3 of them. I'm not even looking at them. My wife takes a bite of one. It's raw on the inside. She cuts the rest of them open. They're all raw. I've already had 3. What are we going to do? What option? We get back to the room like an hour and a half later, where we're about to get all romantic, and I started throwing up for 90
Jesus
minutes
Christ.
Thanks to raw chicken wings.
The night went from champagne to ginger ale real quick.
Oh, that would have been beautiful had you not tripped over it at the end.
Damn.
No, but like to your point about her having to take care of me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not the most attractive naked man.
No man is.
Yeah. So, like, why were you naked throwing up?
Because I was getting into bed.
It was sex time.
Yeah.
Oh, like it happened right up to that point.
No, like we were back in our room.
Oh, I thought like you just got back and stripped down and started.
Well, you kind of would.
Turn on.
You just had drinks. You went back to the hotel. It's sex time.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to digest a little first.
No, I had time to digest. We were there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mrs. Romance.
I don't know.
I'd like to have some romantic time now, but I want to digest.
Do you have an aperitif I could enjoy?
Let's see what's on TV for a few minutes.
Oh, you said your stomach was bubbling.
I think the Rangers are on.
Well, no, it didn't start bubbling until like I sat down on the bed. I was like, oh no. Here's the worst part.
What's that?
So like this bed and breakfast, it's like this old, I don't know what it is.
An old house.
But like the women that now love this whole thing, because it's become popular again.
Oh, yeah.
Like this go to your grandma's house for like a romantic evening, right? Like these houses are ancient. The walls are paper thin, so I was absolutely ruining someone else's weekend also. But the mirror is across from the shower.
Yeah.
So there is one point where my wife
caught
is,
yourself.
Yes, she's behind me. I am naked in the shower. We're both naked in the shower. She's holding me up from my rib cage. I like glance over.
So you can see yourself.
I'm watching. Like, this is the worst. My poor wife.
Yeah.
And I keep going, like, I'm sorry. It's okay. It's not your
fault. What was she just comforting you?
No, well, she, I think she was afraid I was going to, like, I was violently throwing up so much, like, I would,
pass
like,
out.
Fall over or something. Right. I don't know. She said she was scared. Like, she also told me the next morning, like, she stayed up all night and watched me.
Wait, so you were puking in the shower?
Yeah. She got me into the shower.
Actually,
puker?
That's great. That's one of the best experiences I've ever had when I've gotten sick on the road. Is like hungover. I'm in the shower and I all done. It's a one stop cleanup.
Yeah,
done.
I lived with a roommate who was a shower puker. That was the worst.
Okay, I'm not a standard shower puker. Okay. I'm normally a toilet puker.
Well, it had to be awkward being behind her like that and seeing each other in the
mirror. No, I'm saying like the aftermath the next day. Puke in the shower, clogged it up.
Oh, you wash it out.
Yeah, right? Turn
like
the thing
clogs
on.
The shower.
Well, yeah.
Well, look, not my shower.
Yeah.
That's a hotel.
Not my bed.
So, poor maid.
Well, though, I kept telling my wife, like, just, like, give me the pillow. Just let me sleep in the shower just in case anything else happens. She wouldn't let me do it. She insisted on taking care of me all
then
night.
Then she got to check on you every...
That sucks.
You know, a few minutes.
There is a weird side effect, though.
What's that?
Because, like, I don't know about you, but, like, whenever I have a romantic weekend... Something will go wrong because of something stupid I did or said.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, the ride home, I would say, like, 60% of the time is a little tense just based on my own thing. That night, on Saturday night, you know, She's got to take care of me all night because I'm sick from the raw chicken wings, right? We don't get to accomplish any of our goals set out with this romantic weekend. Yet, it was the she was like the happiest she's ever been.
Well, because you bonded over a stressful situation.
Was it a bonding? Because I was just there. I think that like because
she got to nurture you.
I think that's it.
I mean,
she took care of me. Like it was the most romantic ride home ever after I had been puking all over.
You're like a wounded, hairy, puking bird.
But like, I don't know what that says for my relationship. Where like the best ride home we've ever had is after I was puking after eating raw chicken wings.
It's a different type of bonding experience.
But it brings you
closer together.
Yeah. No, I get it. I felt terrible.
Well, man, because you kind of wasted a night.
I did, and like,
and that's a lingering terrible feeling that doesn't just go away after a night on the toilet.
Especially when I'm checking out, and I go, "Well, that just cost me X amount of dollars."
No, you know you want to know, but to your point,
to be sick. Sick.
Yeah, you're right. But to your point, like I'm still not 100% back to baseline.
You didn't get to enjoy a cheat day after.
Nope, I didn't eat nothing yesterday.
So you getting a rematch? Are you going to rebook?
Well, that's just it. Like, do I do this again?
Just stay away from raw chicken.
Thank you. I didn't. I didn't go out of my way looking for raw chicken.
Why wouldn't you rebook it?
Well, because like this discussion we're having, every time we go over romantic weekends, something happens.
Well, so you think you're never having another one? You got to get around to it.
I don't know. My kids will be out of the house in the next 7 years.
No, you need a redeemer round.
No, don't do this. Every advice you give is the worst advice ever.
She's going to want a rematch, a redo.
A redo, yeah. No,
a rebooking.
There's nothing she would want more than to hold my hairy, naked body in the shower again.
No, but she wants what she wanted. She wants champagne and no mouth.
Champagne and no mouth? Things go well. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Julie. Julie says, our lives are so crazy that the crazy stuff that ruins your romantic getaway is the stuff that normally happens in your life. It's not that it's worse those weekends. It's just that we're used to it in our everyday life. That's not a bad theory.
Yeah, but it's coming from a Julie.
No. Like, for example.
What?
A sick kid.
Oh, sure.
Issue with a family member or something like that. Like, that's just a normal Saturday in everyone else's world. Like, if we had gone out and I had gotten sick eating at a restaurant here, it's just a Saturday. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but it would be a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
Puke in your own shower.
Maybe, like, our lives are just stressful and we don't notice how stressful it is until we're away from our environment.
Yeah, because you got to put a light on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just check your chicken wings, people. I think that's the moral of the story here. I think this is going to change the way I eat chicken wings for the rest of my
life. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Is this now ruined
for
you? Because I think... if you have an experience like this with any type of food, it's going to be a while before you can jump back in.
Just don't suck them
chicken
down.
Are chicken wings like completely immune?
I don't think so, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
Next time I have wings, maybe don't suck them down. That's how you eat chicken
wings.
No,
you slow down.
No.
Or you might have to go boneless.
No, that's not a chicken. I'm not, no.
Planks. You got to go chicken plank.
I'll be dead in the cold ground.
Frozen chicken planks.
I will never eat boneless wings. No, how would you eat a flat without just sticking your mouth and pulling?
Well, you nibble on it.
No, that makes you look like a bitch. Hey, can I get some chicken wings in the bitch table, please? Can I get an order of a dozen bitch wings? You don't nibble flats.
Maybe you should, bro.
Like the drumsticks, you can take a bite out of the side. Maybe I'll start with drumsticks now.
There you go.
And then we'll move on to flats.
Stick up.
Ugh. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
They say money is the root of all evil.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'll definitely make you do things you'll regret.
Sure.
And this story, if the allegations are true, really sends that point home. Because this guy could be looking at punishment from law enforcement.
Yeah.
He's facing massive embarrassment with his name and picture in the paper. But the fact that he was willing to lose this for a paycheck he didn't deserve, if the allegations are true, is the most surprising part of this tale.
Can't wait to hear the amount.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Johnny!
Yeah, buddy.
We are headed out to Wayne County.
Once again.
That's where we find 36-year-old William Storrs. And if you live in the town of Arcadia, you may know that name. He was the chief of the fire department.
Of Arcadia.
You got it. Well, okay. So he was the chief of the Marble Town Fire Department.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if Marble Town is an actual town, but apparently it serves Arcadia. Have you ever heard of Marble Town?
I have not.
Neither have I. So... he also served along as he was the chief of the fire department, along with being the treasurer. Now, I don't know if that was at the same time, but he held those positions at one point. Authorities have accused a 36-year-old man of stealing from the Marble Town Fire Department to the tune of $101,000.
God damn, that's a small town.
A lot of cash.
You ain't kidding.
Small town.
100G.
Try that in a small town. He did. Yeah. And he pulled it off, according to police. Story on 13 Wham says the investigation started a year ago on a joint investigation between two agencies. They say the alleged thievery involved hundreds of personal purchases at businesses, restaurants, and other venues. Police say he also made a down payment on a car.
Holy crap.
With the money that he took from the fire department.
It's pretty rare, too, that when we hear these stories, we know exactly where the money was spent. Eh. You know, we usually don't get a full breakdown like that.
Well, small town.
Yeah.
The most heartbreaking part, however, the alleged theft came to light when a member of the fire department tried to make a purchase with the fire department's credit card, and it was declined due to lack of funds.
To buy fire stuff. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when that was declined, he was the chief at the time. So it's not like he served, got out, and they figured it out after. It was declined while he was in the position. It's according to 13 Wham.
Yeah.
He's been charged with grand larceny. He's got a court date coming up. Tommy, an alleged six-figure theft as the leader of a volunteer emergency service.
I didn't think you could get that much money out of it.
Well, think how much money a fire department needs to operate.
I know, but like, I mean, but if you're, it seems like you're taking all the money.
Well, yeah, because the card was declined.
Because you think that would show up quicker, you know what I mean?
I mean, if he's working as treasurer in chief at the same time, which again, I don't know what that is.
But if you have to like buy stuff and do things, then how do you make that all work?
Unless you're not buying a ton of stuff on a regular basis, and that's maybe why.
Or you said you bought it, but you didn't.
Who knows? So it can be interesting what causes people to fight off the temptation of stealing.
Yeah, agreed.
Stay on the straight and narrow. Yeah. And when it comes to stealing from work, other stories that we've seen shows potential jail time isn't enough. People go to jail all the time for stuff like this, and they know when they get into it that that's a possibility. It doesn't stop them.
Yeah.
Same point can be made for making a living, because you'll get fired if you're caught stealing from work.
Yeah.
Folks still do that all the time. But I always assumed there was one thing that kept people honest.
What's that?
The bonds of certain jobs.
Oh, sure. The brotherhood.
You got it. This guy was a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy, you can attest, good with your husband being a firefighter.
Tight-knit community.
You got it.
Yeah.
Very, very tight-knit bond.
Everybody knows everybody. I mean, everybody knows each other's families. Like, you end up at the same places all the time with each other. I mean, especially a guy, I would think, that has a higher position like that is very well respected by his peers.
And that goes not just for firefighters, but all first responders, armed forces, most medical situations that people are in, right? Like, you have to trust
dangerous,
each other.
Dangerous, tough job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, no questions asked. I have to trust you right now, or someone could get seriously hurt or even worse.
Yeah.
It is surprising that someone who was in that world could be accused of something like this. Because, Kimmy, you would have to assume, even if he is a good guy in every aspect of his life, every other aspect, Tommy, when you violate the trust of people like that, you are out of the circle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lifelong bond you just tossed away. Not to mention, Kimmy,
lifestyle you just tossed away.
Nailed it. Yeah. And, like, you also can attest, and I know this from, you know, being the son of a cop.
Yeah.
When you're in those communities, the friends you have outside those communities kind of fall away only because of all the time you spend with the folks that you're in these jobs with.
Yeah. I mean, you live with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, eventually, all of your friends become other medical professionals, other first responders.
Smaller circle.
Exactly. So, he gave away all of that, if the allegations are true, for what?
Oh, 100G.
Well, I have down payment on a car, possibly. That's pretty cool. But other than that, other than those things.
But, I mean, to your point, I mean, it's, you know, the temptation's there if you're that type of person. You don't know what kind of Jones he also has that we don't know about, maybe. Who knows?
All right, but let me ask you this, and maybe this is the most base question, the simple way to ask it. 252-WCMF, as we talk about this fire department chief from out near Arcadia, Marbletown Fire Department, accused of stealing $100,000 from the department. Would you trade $100,000 for every friend you ever had in your life?
Cash under the T?
Yeah. You're kidding.
You wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Well, he doesn't go anywhere, no.
Under the T.
What are you going to do with that money with nobody around you?
Yeah.
Go hang out.
You got nowhere to go.
Don't go anywhere.
You can't go out. People are going to look at you with disgust.
Well, he has no shame, so he might.
Go to a different town.
Go to a different...
Because even people beyond...
Go to North Rose, man. I hear it's party town.
No, they know you over there.
Because even people beyond your coworkers know you, right? Like, it's to the point where, like... It's you are now known by the town itself.
I guess because this is such a whopper in a small town, yes. But I think if it was a bigger area, I think life just kind of goes on.
I don't know. I think even in a place the size of the city of Rochester, somebody messed up, you would know that person.
But would they be chastised forever?
All right, let me ask you this. Let's say the chief of the Grease Fire or Grease Police Department.
Got to be one of the biggest in New York State, right?
Got caught embezzling $100,000, right. Hypothetically. Like, that guy's out of that circle. He's out of any other cop circle, fire department circle. He
where is he going, especially in Greece, where nobody knows where he is?
I would think the only thing he could do is become mayor.
Mayor of the town of Greece?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
252-WCMF, 252-9260. I mean, Kimmy, would you trade every friend in your life for $100,000?
Oh, I mean, no, because you wouldn't be able to have any fun anymore. Like, you'd just be...
Well, you hear the same stories all the time. Everybody's problems.
Yeah, I just, you would have to move, right? You'd have to move.
But, like, here's the thing. $100,000 sounds like a lot of money. Like, first, it sounds like if the allegations are true, he was chipping away at it. Yeah. So it's not like you'd be able to move with $100,000.
Yeah, true.
And even if you were able to move with $100,000, we know what homes cost right now. It's not like you could take that money and, like, start a new life somewhere. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it ain't like I'm out of town forever kind of money.
No, but you can have a hell of a good time.
It's okay. It's a type of crime, too, where there's really no side, like... I don't need to hear your side to the story. It's not going to make it any better.
Yeah, good point.
You know, like it's not a you versus somebody else where I could take a side. It's like, hey, no matter how you justify it, you still did it.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, even in a situation where it's like, oh, my kid needed a medicine that cost $1,000 and I couldn't afford it. Well, he didn't need it 100 times.
You know, you want to stock up because, you know, but the supply chain.
And
problems.
You bring up family, too. I mean, your family's going to be it's not just you that's affected by the whole thing.
I mean, she's absolutely right. I mean, and the other thing that keeps people from falling into the temptations like this, as we talk about this fire chief out in Wayne County accused of stealing $100,000, right? Prestige. Most of the time, when you see people stealing from their jobs or some charity, it's an anonymous worker bee.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone under the radar.
Exactly. That's what makes the theft so easy for them to pull off because nobody's paying attention. This guy, like Kimmy said, was the fire chief in his town. And I know we're talking small town, but that is massive fish in a tiny pond.
Oh, yeah.
That job comes with respect.
Nicest hat. Get that cool hat.
You do get a shiny hat.
That hat is nice.
But, like, according to police, you toss that away for cash. Yeah. And to Kimmy's point about the family thing, right? It's not just you that's embarrassed. Like, he's 36 years old.
Yeah.
Which is also a very surprising part of the story that he...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, young guy, right?
Like, you go from looking at a guy at 36, like, wow, he's young, that young, and could run a fire department, to, like, this ain't some cat who's coming towards the end of having to be around people. This guy could have to work for another 40 years.
Oh, yeah, he's even more now.
He could have kids that play t-ball or in the school play.
Yeah, you're in the community.
Every time you leave your house, you're going to get those judgmental looks, and your, unfortunately, family are going to get the same thing. Like,
right.
You put a mark on it. There's a scarlet letter that everybody with your last name is going to have to wear.
Yeah, you blew up your whole life.
You're so nonchalant about it.
Because think about, you're also not thinking, if you decide to stay there, cause that's where your family is, you can't afford to move, whatever. Yeah. If any emergency happens, those same people those same people that you wronged are going to have to show up for you in those emergency moments.
No, but you say give a fake name. You can't give a fake address or else your house burns down, stupid. You're having a heart attack. 123 Fake Street, and you're dead.
So let me ask you this. So let's say that guy is your neighbor.
Yeah.
And you know the whole story.
Sure.
But you've always liked the guy. He seemed like a straight guy.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Yeah.
Could you still be friendly? Not buddies, but just friendly as neighbors are friendly.
No, I don't think I could, and for a couple of reasons.
I mean, could you say hello to him? No, you just pass him by, get in the mail, whatever.
I give him a nod. I wouldn't.
Hey,
give
Charlie.
Him, I wouldn't give him I wouldn't give him vocal.
No,
I just give him
the dickish head.
By the way, the nod down, not up, is a happy nod.
No, the down.
Yeah,
the
nod
down.
Not the flick of the chin, the lowering of the chin.
All right.
Well, here's why. One, I mean, yes, I would have a problem with him. I mean, that is look. Not to sound like an 80-year-old
man. It's my money.
It is tax money in a small town.
You took my money.
You did.
I know. That's why I said you took my money.
But going even further, I mean...
Charlie.
From a social, selfish aspect, I don't want other people to see me interacting with him in a positive way because I don't want to be lumped into his scarlet letter.
What if your kids hung out together?
That's tougher.
That would be hard.
Because I don't want to punish the kids.
Right. So it's you got to let them be.
But then again...
I mean, he's your neighbor.
I understand, but, you know...
You want to keep the peace.
keep a friendly distance.
I'm not saying you got to be chummy, but you just got to be friendly.
No, because here's the thing. Being friendly eventually leads to being chummy. I wouldn't want to shut that. If our kids are friends, that makes it the most complicated.
Well, then you're stuck.
He's going to be looking for a friend wherever he can get one.
And that's the other part. You're right. Yeah. He's going to be going out of his way to try and be the friendliest guy possible. And look, man, if the allegations are true, I see what you got going on here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't sugarcoat this in any way.
Yeah.
There's, like Kimmy said, there is nothing you can tell me where I'm going to go, oh, I understand. Especially if the allegation that he put down a down payment on a car is true. How did you think you were going to replace $100,000?
See, you might have some questions for the guy.
I would have questions. He's not going to give me an honest answer. Yeah. I mean, look, based on the allegations, if they're true, honesty doesn't seem to be a strong point here.
No, no.
Think about the level of, what's the word I'm looking for? Ugh. You would feel so lied to if you were a coworker or friend. Yes, yeah. The level. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I think I could be friendly with the guy.
Yeah, but you have no soul. And you just said you would take $100,000 to lose every friend you ever had in your life.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Why would you want to be friends with the guy?
Not because...
No, because you're looking for a reason to be friends with the guy.
Not to be friends, but friendly. You know what I mean? Not like I'm going to be in and out of each other's house. We're going to Bills games or something. Like watching football together. But just friendly. Like, I'm friendly to my neighbor.
Conversation in your front yard.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not having a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to my neighbors, but they're not deep conversations.
I understand what you're saying.
You know, just in passing. Because you're going to be passing. You can't live around people without passing by and having some kind of interaction.
Understood.
I could see you wanting to be friends selfishly because, I mean, this guy does still have the tools to help you in an emergency situation, potentially.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So
I mean, we know people that have stolen, and we're still friendly. I mean, I'm friendly with them.
But I do think there's a difference between, like, embezzling from a company and embezzling from a public service.
Yes,
especially
terrible.
One. Shut up. It's terrible. Especially one as vital as a fire department.
I know. Like in a small town. Yeah, where they have limited resources.
No, I'm so limited, in fact, that the card was declined, according to police.
Yes. It's terrible, Pat. Terrible.
Okay. You're an idiot.
Just say, there goes Charlie.
I get
Chucky.
Okay. Hey man, you do you. I'll say this.
What?
Let's say we had a friend that we all mutually knew that got involved in this and I found out you were still friendly with that guy. I would judge you for being friendly.
Yeah, but you might as well just start judging me now.
Already are.
Because you already know I'm gonna do it.
Already are, because again, you said you would trade every friend you had in the world for $100,000.
But I've had such piece of crap friends, like it's weird to draw a line. You know what I mean?
I think
I have his scuzzy-ass friends, but I still like the guys.
I think there is a difference between something that goes on in someone's personal life.
Yeah, true.
Right? Because, look, you and I have had arguments for decades about whether or not a guy who cheats on his wife is
a bad guy,
right? Like, I get there are arguments to be made with personal situations. Mm. I think that it's different when you're stealing from a faceless corporation than when you are a place that's there to protect people. I get the shades of gray. There's no shades of gray here if the allegations are true for me. I'm sorry. Right. I mean, I guess
we don't know yet really how that's going to affect that company moving forward.
Oh, it's terrible.
The fire department.
People involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah, I still want to be best friends, and I do
not
exactly what
bad.
He did.
I did
you
not
literally
say
just said, I want to be. No, you know what he thinks this is? You know what he thinks? This guy's still got a little money lying around he wants to take advantage of. See? Let me see your truck. Did he lose the truck, by the way, the car that he paid the down payment for?
Were you about a truck?
Well, it says if the allegations are true, police say that he used part of the $100,000 he took from the fire department to put a down payment on a car.
Our car.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm assuming a truck because it's.
Yeah.
Marble Town?
Big burly fireman type.
More truck man paid with your tax money.
Yeah, I would think you got to give up that vehicle.
How does that work, though? Because he's probably made payments on it.
Oh.
Does that now become the property of the Marble Town Fire Department?
Yeah, but if he just put a downstroke on it, what do you...
I don't know.
Do they want a truck that they have to make payments on?
It's a great question.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, again... Right now, he's just facing allegations, so we'll see how this whole story plays out. And if you're looking for a fire chief, it seems he is available.
Okay.
This was the first of its kind.
Wow.
It gave normal people like us access to a technology that we had only seen on the Jetsons.
Oh.
And it's funny, now that this is going away, apparently it fell to the wayside with other more powerful ones.
So it kind of got obsolete.
I guess. Mm. But Kimmy and I's mind went to two completely different places, because the argument you're making here is absolutely right. But when I think of this... I think of long-distance fun as a young man.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Microsoft announced it is shutting down Skype.
Wow.
You remember Skype?
Skype I remember from the news. Because they would like interview people from home. Or like if they were someplace, you know, they talked to some expert somewhere sitting in their house.
Via Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was mostly like doctors and stuff like that when they're on like Fox or CNN.
You got it. So it was the first real video chat, Kimmy, that existed for everyday people.
Yeah, I can't, because it was before, it existed before most people had smartphones,
yes.
Right? So it's not like you would just get on your phone and do FaceTime.
It was pre-FaceTime,
like that.
Yes.
It was all, yeah, this was like the first, I feel like, computer way to just connect really quickly.
But nobody knew how to use it, so that's the greatest thing. If you go back and look at those old Skype, look how close people are, like the nostril hairs you could see, or like you could see how crooked their teeth were, because they would be so close.
You're on mute.
Yeah.
You're on mute.
I love how
we try
and yell louder to get it off mute. All right, so Kimmy, your mind and my mind went two different places.
Yeah.
Because when you saw this story, you
my
thought...
My memories of Skype was like we had to sit down with family who was at it. It was always like a holiday thing.
Okay.
Where like the whole family would get together who were in the Rochester side and then like the other side where wherever they were, they would sit down at the same time and it never worked. Ever. There was always somebody on one end screwed things up.
And it's funny, the older someone is, the more likely that they rely on Skype to do exactly what Kimmy is
and
describing.
My family still to this day uses Skype to connect, especially Christmas time with like my uncle in New Jersey or wherever they're at the time.
So you brought up a valid concern here now that it's going away, Kimmy.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, because now that they've actually become used to using Skype, I feel like the transition to the next thing that they want to use is going to be extremely difficult.
Why wouldn't you just use like FaceTime?
This
is built into your phone.
You would think. But it's hard to explain that to somebody that's only used it on a computer, or they only know one way of doing
it. Okay.
And here's the thing. You're my boy. You know I love you, right?
Yeah.
I promise you, you do not use FaceTime as well as you think you do.
But no, I'm great at it. With the grandkids, yeah.
So you control the FaceTime?
No.
So they call you?
Quite possibly.
They call his wife.
Quite possibly.
His phone is not involved in the FaceTime in any way.
Quite possibly.
She hooks all of it up. She holds it up to his ugly-ass face, and that's how they do it.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. You move the phone around.
Yeah, so she does all of it.
Yeah, but it's easy.
Okay, how do you know it's easy? You've never
just
done it before.
Just find somebody who knows how to do it. Just jump on somebody else's FaceTime.
Hey, find my grandkids. Go. Tommy's grandkids. You're on mute. You're on mute. All right, so that is a valid concern, right, Kimmy. Yeah. That is a valid concern that now this is going away. There are folks from the older set will have to learn Zoom.
Or just you won't hear from them again.
Yeah.
Ping or pow, whatever's left over.
Ping pong.
What's funny, though,
my
mind went the exact opposite direction when I saw this was over because it was kind of a so long.
Okay.
Now, I haven't used Skype in like a decade, but when it first came out.
How old were you?
Probably 18, 19.
Okay.
Maybe a little older. But it came out right when. All of the girls I knew were going off to college.
Okay.
Which was awesome when I was on the road doing comedy or at home when
they were doing like sex stuff.
Okay. Well, when you say it like that.
Like they were touching themselves for you?
For God's sakes, man.
That got worse.
Well, did they?
Yes, but I don't want to say it like that. This makes it sound so much worse.
Well, no. Like you talk to these Tinas and Anna Marie's and they're just...
What word can we give him to use instead of what he just said?
What I was going to say is it added a new level to like phone sex or cyber sex.
Yeah, so it was like erotic. It was like erotic wear for you.
To call it cyber sex, that's better,
right? But it was like it was almost like live porn for you.
No, I mean, yeah, that's why it was so.
Like you
awesome.
Could tell her what to do.
Well, I wouldn't. I didn't really have the balls to do that. Like I was always like, I didn't want to ruin it. It was like
wouldn't she look for some direction?
Well, no, I just kind of let them do what they were going to do. I mean, it was a wide open time, Tommy. It was a wide open new frontier.
I remember the girl. No, but like if I have her on the line, I'm going to ask her to do stuff.
Okay, I didn't have the. balls to like make requests.
Your big mouth, and your pervy ass brain.
This is new. Don't forget, this is new technology to us.
I still
at the time.
And by the way,
so we're not. Nobody knew how to navigate it.
No, but you wanted to be naughty for it.
Well, no, but that's just it. It's not only Kimmy was a new technology because I mean I'm sure.
You're still probably a little paranoid about the whole thing.
You know, that never even crossed my mind. Like, I mean, that was we knew that they could see everything we were doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they really wanted to. So you had friends that used this for this exact purpose, too?
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't. I thought Skype came a little later than that because I don't remember having it as a teenager. I don't remember having that tool.
Can you Google when Skype started? Because I vividly remember being under 21 and using it.
But you were having a ball with it.
It was the greatest thing ever. No, but, you know, you ask about, like, you know, asking them to do things. Two things. Mm. One, like Kimmy said, it was a new world that we were living with.
Yeah.
The other thing was, you know, like, if there's a bat in the house and you've caught the bat and you don't want to scare the bat away, right? Like, I didn't want to scare away I didn't want to make too much noise. I was just going to, like, let the bat find its way into the bucket and then I was going to get the bat out of the house.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, because, like, you know, before that, when you just had, like, dirty talk over the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically talking.
Yes.
And, yeah, but you don't. Anybody, why don't you do this for me, whatever, you know?
Sure.
I guess.
Is that how you do it? Hey, why don't you do that for me over there?
Do that thing again.
He's doing it for you. Hey, if I talk like this, hey.
Yeah. I would think that would translate over to the video because, like, you know, now I could see what I'm asking for.
No, I was, like, scared, I think.
Oh.
Like, don't move. Just doing it. Just don't move.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're just sitting there rubbing one out. I would just think, oh, that would escalate.
252 WCMF. We're talking about how Microsoft announced over the weekend they are shutting down Skype for good. When did Skype start, Kimmy?
So it was created in 2003, but it seems like it didn't really become mainstream until Microsoft bought it in 2011.
Okay, so I know I definitely used it before 2011.
Okay.
Because I remember you had to download like the whole thing onto your computer.
Yeah, but was it a service that you had to pay for?
There was a pay portion, but I did not pay for that service.
Okay, because it went through, you had to dial a number, right?
Like
you
everybody had like their own separate Skype
dial-ups.
Number.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't like dial up like it was AOL. Like the internet. Yeah. It was like you were connected to the internet and you had to dial their like separate Skype number.
So are you doing this from your house? With your parents?
No, I was out of the house at that
point. Because you're on the road.
Yeah. Well, I was in like my apartment back in the day. Yeah. And I remember, too, like I was stealing Wi-Fi from like the guy that I lived next to, right? So like if he wasn't home, it was like great. If he was home using the computer,
a little disjointed.
But whatever, I was still looking at boobies. It was pretty sweet.
Free porn, basically.
It is amazing how simple our lives were back then.
But you didn't appreciate it.
No, I did. I did appreciate it.
All right.
It was, come on.
Opened up his eyes to a whole new world.
It really did. You know, there are some sexual experiences you have where when it like starts to happen, you can't believe this is happening to you. That was one of those moments. Yeah. It was like the moon landing.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe technology has brought us this far where I'm watching this happen. And I can't believe that other people also would like to do this.
The moon landing.
Well, no, I mean, I remember... Think about the technology.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. Maybe it's a good thing you didn't talk.
I can take your clothes off. Let me see your vagina. Wow. You're beautiful. I love your boobies.
I'm just trying to put myself back in like 18, 19-year-old me's head.
I remember you, man.
Okay.
Sad boy.
I was sad.
Sad boy. You were around with busted ass comedians and broke down radio
people. He had a person that wanted to do this. To your point.
He literally smelled like gas station sushi.
Well, you can't smell through Skype.
That's right. Put that on a t-shirt.
Thank God.
And here's
I
the
met
thing.
Some of those girls.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to lie. 18, 19 years old. You're right. I was a sad sack. You were living the exact same life I was at the time, and you were in your 40s.
Yes.
So who's sad? No, like.
Well, at least I was making requests.
I was scared.
I was scared.
I was scared. I was scared. What if she was like, oh, God, no. No, and it's over. And hey, I've lost. I've killed the goose that's laid the golden egg.
They always say no. I've never done this before.
No, I couldn't believe that, like, the, you know, there was, like, two or three girls where, like, throughout the time, like, they were, like, into this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, it was new to her, too. New and exciting to them, too.
100%. You know? But I vividly remember the first.
That hand was a veteran.
I vividly remember the first time, like, being, like, bringing this up. Like, there's no way this is going to work. And, like, when she was, like, somewhat receptive to it, it was,
you're
like...
golden.
But it was, like, cutting the wires on a bomb.
Yeah.
Like, there's the blue wire, the green wire, the red wire. Do not cut the wrong wire. We're going to do this delicately so this does not blow up in my face. Right. Like, come on, man. You don't remember the first time there was, like, a woman that's like, oh, my God, you'll do that?
Yeah. But
oh, my God.
But then I was thinking, well, what else would she do?
And that's why you're an idiot and you always ended up in the situations you were.
But at least we try to get there.
Oh, you're like the Lewis and Clark of disappointing women?